哥林多前书
First Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章
We will read verses 1 and 2.
我们读第一、第二节
First Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章
Verse 1.
第一节
Let a man so account of us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Here further, it is sought to steward that a man be found faithful.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather here this morning,
亲爱的主，当我们聚在这里
，Our hearts are full of gratitude.
我们的心充满了感谢。
We want to thank thee for what thou hast been done.During these days,
我们为了你在这些日子给我们做恩典，我们感谢你。
We thank thee for all thy mercy and grace.
我们谢谢你，你的怜悯跟你的恩典。
That thou hast so bountifully given to us.
你是那样的都赏给了我们。
Dear Lord, as we come to this last session of this conference.
亲爱的主，当我们来到这个特会最后的一次信息的时候
，We continue to look to thee.
我们要继续的仰望你。
If there is something more thou wants to say to us,
如果你还有什么话要向我们说
，Please speak, thy servants hear it.
请说，你的仆人们静听。
And we are ready to give thee all the praise and glory.
我们要把一切的称颂、敬拜、荣耀都归给你。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
I always feel hesitant to speak after the Lord's table.
我每一次都感觉得到，当纪念主之后，我不知道应不应该讲。
Because we have been brought to the very presence of our dear Lord.
让我们已经带到主的同在里面。
What else do we want?
我们还要什么呢？
So to me, I always feel speaking after the Lord's table is too much.
我经常觉得纪念主之后再要讲道，好像已经过分了。
But I have to obey my brothers.
但是我要顺服弟兄们。
We have been fellowshipping together these days.
这些日子我们一同在交通。
Serving God's mysteries.
服侍神的奥秘。
I believe by then, brothers and sisters, you all know what is the mystery of God.
我相信弟兄姊妹已经知道什么是神的奥秘。
It has been something hidden throughout the ages.
在历史历代里面隐藏的。
And now it has been revealed by God to the prophets and the apostles.
现在借着先知借着已经向我们启示出来。
And thank God, now it has been known to us.
感谢神，现在我们已经知道了。
We know the mystery of God is Christ.
我们知道神的奥秘就是基督。
Because in God's heart, His Son is everything to Him.
因为在神的心中，他儿子是一切。
And it is the will of the Father.
这是父的心意。
To bring all things to the feet of His beloved Son.
要把一切带到 他爱子的脚前。
He wants his son to sum up, to head up all things.
他要万有在基督里面同归一，叫他的儿子做万有之首。
And that means that everything will speak of Christ.
也就是说，一切都在那里述说基督。
Everything will glorify Christ.
一切都在那里荣耀基督。
And this ministry has been given to his church.
这一个执事已经给了他的教会。
Now when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 4,
当我们读哥林多前书第四章的时候，
we know when he mentioned about this.
当他这里提到这一个点，
he refers especially to himself and to Sosthenes.
这里他特别对他自己还有对基利斯布讲，索基尼讲。
But of course we know.
我们知道
in a general way, it can be applied to every one of us.
当然这可以说是对每一个人讲的。
Who can say we are not the servants of Christ?
谁可以说我们不是基督的仆人呢？
Of course we are.
我们是。
All who are the sons of God,All the servants of God.
一切神的儿女都是神的仆人。
And we are also the steward of his mystery.
我们也都是他奥秘室的管家。
In other words,
换句话说，
God has committed his mystery into our hand.
他已经把他的奥秘托付给我们。
We have a tremendous responsibility.
我们实在有这么巨大的责任。
We are to declare the mystery of God.
我们在这里要宣告神的奥秘。
We are to show by our life the mystery of God.
我们要用我们的生命来彰显神的奥秘。
That Christ is everything. To us.
基督要是我们的一切。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is a tremendous commitment.
这实在是一个这么大的一个责任。
So far as the mystery of God is concerned,
当我们讲到神的奥秘的时候，
it is not just something to declare.
这不是一些需要在那里宣告的事。
Of course we want to declare it.
当然我们应该宣告。
But if we are going to declare it, we have to back it up with our lives.
当我们要宣告的时候，我们要用我们的生活来见证出来。
Because unless our life can back up our declaration, it will be useless.
如果我们没有我们的生活来托住我们的宣告，那这个是没有用的。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
this is very practical.
这是非常实际的事情。
Sometimes we may think this is too high.
有的时候我们觉得这个要求太高了。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
it is practical.
这实在是很实际的事情。
In other words,
换句话说，
God expects everyone of us to be a good steward of his mystery.
神期待我们每个人要成为他奥秘室的好管家。
We are told by those who know Greek,
那些懂希腊原文的告诉我们，
that the background of the word steward,
这个管家这个字的背景，
It points to the boat rulers.
是讲到划船的那些人。
We know in the old days they don't have machine.
我们知道在以前没有机器。
And so they have to use men to row the boat.
他们要用人力来划这个船。
And that word has the background of boat rollers.
这个字就是有划船的人那个意思。
Boat rollers usually were those who stay below the dock.
那些在划船的人一般都是在船底下的。
They are not seen.
没有人能看见他们。
But they are those who make the boat sail.
他们是叫那个船能够航行的动力。
And when they row the boat,
当他们在划船的时候
they have to row in unison.
他们要统一的在那里划。
So that the boat will go straight and go its way.
所以这个船能够一直向前行。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we are not supposed to be seen, but we are supposed to do the work.
我们是不应该被见到的但是我们确实在那里做工的。
And、this is a very important work.
这是一个非常重要的工作。
Because without those boat rulers, the boat would never sail.
如果没有这些在船底下划船的人这个船不能向前走。
Now in the Bible,
在圣经里面
we find there are several occasions.
我们看到有几个地方
When our Lord Jesus mentioned this matter of steward,
当我们的主提到管家这件事
you remember in Matthew chapter 24,
你知道在马太第二十四章那里
our Lord Jesus was talking about his second coming.
我们的主讲到他的再来
he said he will come as in the days of Noah.
他说他来的日子好像挪亚的日子一样。
During the days of Noah,
在挪亚的日子
people eat and drink.
人照样吃喝嫁娶。
Marry and being married.
吃喝嫁娶。
In other words,
换句话说
everything seems to be as usual.
一切事情都是照常的进行。
And everything is centered upon our human luxury.
一切都是在我们自己生活的为中心。
But suddenly,
突然之间
after Noah and his family entered into the ark,
当挪亚跟他的全家进到方舟之后
God shut the door,
神把门关起来
and rain began to fall,
大水就浇下来。
Until the world was covered with water.
然后全地被水淹没。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
And then the Lord said,
然后主说,
When two men are working in the field,
两个人在田里工作,
One is taken and one is left.
取去一个,撇下一个。
Two are grinding the meal,In the morning,
两个早上在推磨的。
One is taken and one is left.
取去一个，撇下一个。
And the Gospel of Luke tells us that two are sleeping.
在路加福音告诉我们，有两个在睡觉。
One is taken and one is left.
取去一个，撇下一个。
Why?
为什么
？Because the Lord shall come like a thief.
因为主来的时候像贼一样。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we know that the Lord is coming back.
我们知道我们的主要回来。
And we are all expecting him to come.
我们期待他马上要回来。
But do we know how will the Lord come?
但你知不知道主是怎么样回来呢？
You know, I often feel some of our hymns.
我们经常唱这首诗歌。
Some of the hymns we sing.
有一些我们唱的诗歌
Concerning the coming of the Lord
就讲到主再来的事情
But their understanding at that time
在那个时候他们写诗歌的时候的认识
They that the Lord will come with trumpet sound
说当号筒吹响的时候主来
And he will come with his angels
他与带着天使来
Every eye will see him
众人的眼睛都看见他
And say we are waiting to see him.
说我们都在等候见我们的主。
But when I sang these hymns,
当我唱这些诗歌的时候
I always felt one thing.
我经常有这样的感觉。
I felt it's too late.
我觉得已经太晚了。
Because our Lord will come in two sections.
因为我们的主来是分开两个阶段。
And in two ways.
是有两种。
You remember when our Lord left the world.
我们知道当我们的主离世的时候。
He took his disciples to Mount Olive.
他把他的门徒带到橄榄山。
And the Lord began to leave the mountain.
主开始离开橄榄山。
He gradually rising up.
他就是那样渐渐地升天。
And the disciples look at him going up.
门徒们看着他升天。
And then a cloud took him.
然后一朵云把他取去。
And he is still going up.
他继续地向上升。
But the disciples could not see him.
门徒们就看不见他了。
Yet they are looking up.
他们一直向上观望。
And two men in white appeared.
有两个穿着白衣的向他们显现。
And said, Man of Galilee.
说加利利人啊。
Why do you look up?
你们为什么向天仰望呢?
Because he who has gone up.
那升天的。
He will come back in like manner.
他也怎么样上升也怎么样回来。
It is important to know that he will come back in like manner.
也就是说他是怎么样上升也怎么样回来。
In other words,
换句话说
that is the way he will be coming.
这是他回来的样式。
So we know when the Lord shall come.
我们就知道当主回来的时候
It will be in two sections.
就是分开两个阶段。
The first section is from heaven to the air.
头一段是从天来到空中。
And it is invisible.
是我们看不到的。
Because the Lord said he will come like a thief.
因为他说他来像贼一样。
Do you ever see a thief who is going to come to your house.
你有没有见过说有一个贼要到你家来
He will blow the trumpet.
他在那里吹号。
And he said, I'm coming.
他说我来也。
I don't think so.
哦，不是这样。
I have never met one thief like that.
我还没有遇到这样的贼。
And when the thief shall come.
当贼来的时候。
What will he steal?
他偷什么呢?
He will steal your garbage.
他偷你的垃圾吗?
Now I welcome him every night.
我很欢迎他天天来。
But strangely, he knows where your treasure is.
但很特别，他知道你的宝贝。
So he will take the treasure and leave.
他会拿走你的宝贝，把垃圾留下来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，That is the way the Lord will come in the first stage.
这是主来的头一段。
From the heaven to the air.
从天上到空中。
Invisible.
是看不见的。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
What are we expecting?
我们在这里期待什么?
Do you expecting the Lord to come at any moment?
你是不是说主每一刻都可以来呢?
Those who study the Bible.
哦，读圣经的人。
They tell us
他告诉我们
that all the prophecies
所有的预言
before the coming of the Lord
主来之前
had been fulfilled
已经应验了。
There is no more prophecy to be fulfilled before the coming of the Lord.
主来之前没有其他的预言需要应验了。
Of course, there are many prophecies.Let yet to be fulfilled.
当然还有一些的预言还没有应验。
But they refer to his coming and after his coming.
那是讲到他再来跟他来之后所发生的。
All the prophecies precede his coming have been fulfilled.
一切他来之前的预言已经应验了。
So what are we waiting?
我们还等什么?
Are we waiting for some prophecy to be fulfilled?
我们还在等一些预言应验吗?
And then we begin to be ready to meet him.
然后我们才预备迎接他吗?
It's too late.
那已经太晚了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
every prophecy preceding his coming has been fulfilled.
每一个应许在他没有来以前已经都应验了。
So what will happen next?
那下一步是什么呢？
The thing that happened next is suddenly, all over the world, some people disappeared.
前面要发生的事就是突然间在地上有一些人不见了。
The earth is round.
地球是圆的。
Therefore,
所以
in the parable it says two.Of working in the field.
所以在比喻里面说两个在田里工作的。
Because it is in the daytime.
因为那是在白日。
And two are grinding the meal.
两个在推磨。
They do it in the morning.
那是在清晨。
And two are sleeping.
两位在睡觉。
Because it is night.
因为那是夜间。
It is not that you have six here.
在这里不是说六个
It's two
是两个
But because the earth is round
因为地球是圆的
So in some place it is early morning
所以有的地方是清晨
In other place it is midday
有的地方是午正
And in another place it is midnight
在另外一个地方是午夜
So here you find all over the world
所以你看到全世界
One will be taken and one will be left.
一个被取去，一个被撇下。
That is the next event you will see in this world.
这就是在地上将要发生的下一件事。
Now, we know that the number of the church is 12.
我们知道教会的数目乃是十二。
But here you have only two.
在这里只有两个。
Now, where are the other ten?
那另外十个在哪里呢?
When you read on in Matthew chapter 5,
当你继续读到马太二十五章的时候,
it tells us of 10 virgins.
那里就讲到十个童女。
And in the same way,
同样的,
you find 5 are foolish.
五个是愚拙的。
And 5 are wise.
五个是聪明的。
And the wise will go out and meet the bridegroom.
聪明的出去迎接新郎
and enter into the marriage
然后就进到这个婚宴里面
and the five foolish ones
五个愚拙的呢
they have to go and buy the oil
他们要出去买油
I don't know whether they bought it or not
我们不知道他买得到买不到
but anyway they try
但是他们尝试去买
but when they came back the door was shut
回来的时候门已经关上了
and they have to be left outside
他们就给关在门外
weeping and regretting
哀哭切齿
so dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
there you find the ten
你在这里看到找到这十个
when you add up the ten and two is 12
当你把十个加上两个就是十二个
that is the number of the church
这是教会的数目
The ten virgins represents those who have died throughout the centuries.
十个童女乃是讲到历世历代死了的圣徒。
You remember before our Lord Jesus left.
你记得当我们的主离开以前
He promised us.
他应允我们
That he will come back to receive us to himself.
他要把我们接到他那里去。
So you know, in the first century,
所以我们知道在第一世纪的时候
the saints greet one another.
圣徒们他们彼此问安的时候
the Lord is coming.
主要快来
especially in the second and the third century.
到第二、第三世纪
when the Christians were greatly persecuted.
当基督徒受极大的逼迫的时候
they always greeted one another.
他们经常是这样彼此问安的时候
by saying the Lord is coming.
就说主必快来
that is their blessed hope.
这是他们在彼此的祝福
but the Lord seemed to be delayed.
哦，主好像在那里迟延
of course we know.
我们知道
it is not the Lord who wants to delay.
不是我们的主迟延
It is the church.
乃是教会。
Is there any marriage ceremony?
那你有婚宴吗？
That the wife, that the bride will be waiting there for the bridegroom.
你在那里看到有新娘等新郎的吗？
Usually you see the bridegroom was already there.
你经常看到的新郎已经预备好了。
And he was so anxious to see his bride.
他在那里渴慕看到他的新娘。
But somehow the bride delayed.
但是经常都是新娘。
But thank God, eventually he appeared.
但是最后他会出现。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
it is not we who are anxiously waiting for the Lord's return.
不是我们这些在那里迫切地等待主的回来。
It is our Lord who is anxious to return to receive his bride.
是我们的主，他是那样迫切地要来迎接他的新娘。
But it is the long-suffering of God.
是神他长久的忍耐。
It is because we are not ready for him.
因为我们没有预备好迎接他。
So he is waiting, waiting, and waiting.
所以主一直在等啊，等啊，等啊。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
are we ready for him?
我们预备好了迎接他没有？
If we are,
如果我们预备好了，
He will come back and receive us.
他就来接我们回去。
So you know the next event.
你知道下一个事情要发
生的。 That will follow, that will appear in this world.
就在地上要发生的下一件事情。
That one day,
一天，
suddenly,
突然之间，
some people disappeared.
有一些人不见了。
Why?
为什么？
Because they are ready.
因为他们预备好了。
They are ready to meet the bridegroom.
他们预备好了见他们的新郎。
So they will be raptured straight to heaven.
他们就直接被提到空中。
They will be like a welcoming party to the Lord.
他们就在那里接受主欢迎他们
to receive the Lord back to this world、
哦、他们在那里欢迎主到回来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
It is our blessed hope.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
We are living in such a time.
我们是活在这一个时刻。
We always feel, how can the world be worse than this?
我们就是说这个地已经糟得不能再糟了。
I wonder if I can say this.
我不知道我可不可以这样说。
We are more hopeful to be raptured alive than, of course, all the saints through the past.20 centuries.
我们比过去二十世纪以来所有的圣徒更有这样真实的盼望。
We are almost on the verge of the coming of the Lord.
我们是在主再来的边缘。
He can come today.
他今天可以回来。
Anytime.
任何时刻。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
The point is, are we ready for him?
那个关键是我们预备好了没有？
Are we true stewards of him?
我们真是他的好管家吗？
We find it symbolized in Revelation chapter 12.
我们说在启示录二十二章有这样的
十二章。
你说十二章有这样的讲
We find there is a man child.
我们看到那里有一个男孩子。
Immediately after the man child is born,
当男孩子一生下来，
he is raptured to the throne.
就被提到神宝座那里去。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
So you find that in the first section of the Lord's coming,
你就看到主回来的头一段。
He will come like a thief.
他像贼一样。
He will steal the most precious to him.
他在那里取去他最宝贵的。
Hopefully, by the grace of God, we are among the rank.
希望借着神的恩典，我们是在其中。
And then, of course,
当然
we find in the scripture,
我们在圣经里面看到
after the man-child is raptured,
当男孩子被提之后
then you find there will be war in the air.
你就看到在空中有征战。
Michael and his angels will fight against Satan and his followers.
米迦勒同他的使者就跟撒旦跟他的跟随者征战。
And there will be no more place for Satan in the air.
所以在空中就没有撒旦的地位。
I believe you know that the headquarter of Satan is the air.
我们知道撒旦的总部是在空中。
But here he was thrown from the air to the earth.
他现在从空中被摔下到地上。
The air is to be cleared.
空中就得了洁净。
Why?
为什么?
It is because our Lord will come from the heaven to the air.
我们的主从天降到空中。
So when you read about rapture,
所以当你读到被提的时候
you find in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4,
你看到在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章
you find Paul tried to comfort the people in Thessalonica.
保罗在那里安慰帖撒罗尼迦的圣徒
because some saints died.
有一些圣徒他们离世了
and they thought that probably those who died had no more hope.
他们以为这些死了的人没有盼望了。
But Paul comforted them with the truth.
保罗就用真理来安慰他们。
And Paul said,
保罗说
the day will come,
那日子将要来到。
When you will hear the trumpet sound,
当你听到神号筒吹响。
And the angels song, sing,
在天使长的声音你听到他的诗歌。
And then,The dead in Christ will be raised first.
那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
And then those who are still living.
然后我们这些人活着存留的人。
Now you find that the Bible is very clear on that.
你看圣经里面讲得非常清楚。
He said those who are yet living.
那些活着还存留的人。
In other words, there are some living who is no more on earth.
也就是说有一些已经活着的不在地上。
Because they have been raptured.
因为他们已经被提了。
But those who are left behind.
那些存留的。
Those who have to go through the great tribulation.
那些要经过大灾难的。
The great tribulation on the one hand is a great trouble.
大灾难一面来讲是极大的艰难。
But on the other hand, God gave Christians another chance.
另外一方面也说到神给基督徒另外一次机会。
Maybe through the great tribulation, people will wake up.
可能因着经过大灾难，人醒过来。
And they will really turn to the Lord.
他们就回转归向神。
And they will be...Raptured.
他们会被提。
But they are not to be raptured to the throne.
他们不是给提到宝座那里。
You look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
你看到帖撒罗尼迦第四章。
They are raptured to the air.
他们被提到空中。
Why? Because the Lord was already there.
因为主已经在那里了。
And he's waiting there for them to come to the air.
因为主在空中等候他们。
And then all believers will be gathered there in the air.
所以所有的信徒都在空中与主相遇。
Why?
为什么?
Because there will be the judgment seat of Christ.
因为在那里有基督台前的审判。
Thank God.
感谢神。
We who are saved.
我们得救的人。
We will not go before the judgment, the great judgment of God.
我们不需要到神那个最后的审判那里。
Because we have been saved.
因为我们已经得救了。
Christ has died for us.
基督为我们已经死了。
He has been judged for us.
他替我们接受了审判。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
that doesn't mean because of that there will be no more judgment to us.
但这并不是说对我们来讲没有审判了。
We will not go to great white throne judgment.
我们不要经过白色大宝座的审判。
Because it is a governmental judgment.
因为那里是行政的审判。
It is a judgment of eternal life and eternal death.
这里是决定永生或者永死。
Thank God we are saved.
感谢神我们已经得救了。
But that doesn't mean that a Christian will never be judged.
那并不是说基督徒不需要接受审判。
We will have that family judgment.
我们要有在家里的审判。
And it is called the judgment seat of Christ.
乃是说到基督台前的审判。
The bema of Christ.
Bema, 基督台前的审判。
Now, if you come from a big family,
如果你是从一个大家族出生的。
I came from a big family.
我是从一个大家庭出生的。
We four generations live under one roof.
我们是四代同堂。
I know all the blessing and the curse of such big family.
我知道在这个大家庭里面有祝福也有难处。
But anyway, you find in the old days.
你知道在以前的时候。
You have big family.
你都是有大家庭。
And once in a while,There will be a family gathering.
偶尔会有家庭的聚集。
And the head of the family,
这个,
he will sit on a lifted place.
这个家长他会坐在高台上。
Called Bema.
叫一个名字叫做 Bema.
And the whole family will be gathered together in the room.
全家都会聚在一堂。
If you are not of the family,You have no part in it.
如果你不是家里的成员，你不能在那里。
Because it is a family gathering.
因为这是家庭的聚集。
And there, the head of the family,
那个家长，
he will praise some of the members who have bring praise and glory to the family.
他就在那里称扬、赞扬那些给家争荣的人。
And he will reward them.
他会奖赏他们。
But at the same time,
同时
those who have brought shame to the family,
那些带给家羞辱的
they will be judged and scolded.
他们就会在这里被审判、被责骂
and even be punished.
甚至被惩罚。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this is not eternal death.
这不是永死的问题。
But it is Given another chance to repent.
这是给我们再一次机会悔改。
We will be thrown into darkness.
我们会被扔在黑暗里面。
And there will be gnashing of teeth.
在那里会哀哭切齿。
And that means regretful.
我们在那里后悔。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Remember.
请记住。
We will not be judged by the judgments.By the great white throne.
我们不需要经过白色大宝座的审判。
Because it is a governmental judgment.
那里是神行政的审判。
It is a judgment of eternal life and eternal death.
是在那里审判进入永生或永死。
Thank God Christ has judged for us.
感谢神基督已经替我们接受过审判。
He is our righteousness.
他是我们的义。
We can stand before God.
我们可以站在神的跟前。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
as the family of God,
作为神家里的一员，
We have to go through the judgment seat of Christ.
我们需要经过基督台前的审判。
It is not eternal life or eternal death.
这不是定永生或者永死。
It is to be rewarded or to be punished.
这乃是蒙奖赏或者受惩治。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
there you find the whole church.
你在那里看到全教会。
Will be in the air.
全教会就被提在空中。
Then of course,
当然
Christ will come back with his overcomers from the air to Mount Olive.
基督就带着得胜者从空中到橄榄山。
And when his feet touch Mount Olive.
当他的脚踏橄榄山的时候，
Mount Olive will be broken into two.
橄榄山中间一分为二。
Scientists have already discovered there is a line there.
科学家已经发现在那里有一道裂痕。
If there is an earthquake,
如果有一次大地震，
Mount Olive will be broken into two parts.
橄榄山会一分为二。
Why?
为什么？
Because according to the Bible,
根据圣经，
Zechariah,
撒加利亚书，
chapter 12,
第十二章，
we find our Lord will come back for the Jews.
我们知道我们的主为了犹以色列人会来到橄榄山。
At that time, Jerusalem will be broken into.
这橄榄山会一分。
At that time, Jerusalem
will
be broken into by the enemy.
耶路撒冷被仇敌来攻破。
So a way is open for those who are still living.
所以为着存活的犹太人，给他们走了一条逃亡的路。
And then we find the war of Armageddon.
我们就看到亚米吉多顿的战争。
And that is the last war.In this world.
这是地上最后的一场大战。
And following that, there will be the millennium.
那之后就有千年国度。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
that is what we can read from the Word of God.
这是我们从神的话里面我们读到的。
So, we are on the verge of a great change.
所以我们在这个巨大变化的这个时刻。
And the Lord has committed this ministry into our hand.
神已经把这样的职事交付给我们。
But how can we fulfill this ministry?
我们怎么能够完成这个职事呢？
You know, our idea of ministry,
我们对于职事的认识，
is something outward.
是外面的工作。
That whether we become a preacher,And preach.
或者我们做一个传道人在那里讲道。
Or whether we are doing some good work.
或者我们做一些好事。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
the way to fulfill our ministry,
我们能够完成这个职事，
to bring all things to the feet of our Lord Jesus,
把万有都带到基督的脚前，
has to begin in our own lives.
是我们在我们生活里面来开始。
Because God emphasizes our life more than our work.
因为神注重我们的生命过于我们的工作。
Whether in our life,
在我们的生命里面，
we will fulfill the mission that God has committed to us.
我们能够完成神托付给我们的职事。
To bring all things to the feet of the Lord Jesus.
把万有都带到基督的脚前。
Everything in our life,
在我们生活里面，生命里面每一件事，
as the indwelt Holy Spirit began to speak to us,
当内住的圣灵叫我们讲话的时候，
that we will obey,
我们要顺服，
and we will be able to bring everything in our life to the feet of Jesus.
我们能够把我们生命里面、生活里面每一点都带到基督的脚前。
Then we will be a good steward.
我们就成为一个好管家。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the Lord Jesus mentioned
主说道
，In the word，
在他的话里面
，Something about stewards，
讲到管家。
One place is in Matthew chapter 24，
在马太二十四章告诉我们。
Matthew chapter 24，
马太福音二十四章。
Yeah, Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章
，verse 45.
四十五节。
Who then is the faithful, a prudent bondman, whom his Lord has set over his household to give them food in season? Blessed is their bondman, whom his Lord on coming shall find doing this.Verily I say unto you, that he will set him over all his substance. But if that evil bondman should say in his heart, My Lord delays to come, and begin to beat his fellow bondman, and eat and drink with the drunkard, the Lord of the bondman shall come in a day when he does not expect it.And in that hour he knows not of, and shall cut him in two, and upon his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth.
四十五节到五十一节，谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人必要来得迟，就动手打他的同伴，又和酒醉的人一起吃喝，在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来，重重地处置他，定他和假冒为善的人同罪，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Now here our Lord Jesus used an illustration.
我们主在这里这样一个比喻。
And the good and faithful steward or the bad lazy steward.
这里讲到忠心有见识的管家或者是又懒又恶的管家。
Is one person.
是一个人。
In other words, you can be either.
或者是说你或者这样或者那样。
If you become a faithful and good steward,
如果你是一个忠心良善的管家，
whatever the Lord has committed to you,
主交派给你的，
and you are faithful,
你忠心
in obeying,
顺服他，
then when the Lord shall come,
当主回来的时候
He will greatly reward you.
他在那里会大大的奖赏你
During the kingdom age,
在天国的时候
You will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
你会与主一同掌权1000年
But on the other hand,
但另一方面
If you are an unfaithful and lazy servant,
如果你是又恶又懒的仆人
You think the Lord would delay his return.
你说主他必来的迟。
So you eat and drink.
你在那里吃喝。
And you even beat your fellow bondman.
你在那里还动手打你的同伴。
Then unexpectedly.
在想不到的日子。
The Lord shall come.
主就回来。
And you know what the Lord did?
你知道主要做什么呢?
He will cut him in two.
他会在那里重重地处置他
and
把他斩腰
upon the portion with the hypocrites
我把他和假冒为善的人同罪
and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth
他必要在那里哀哭切齿
in other words
换句话说
he will be deeply disciplined
他在那里会很严厉地被管教
And then he will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
他在那里就哀哭切齿。
And that is to say, he will regret.
他在那里后悔。
Regret his whole life.
他一生在那里为他一生后悔。
But thank God.
感谢神。
Through discipline during the millennium age.
在国度里面他被管教。
He will be restored.Eventually,
他最终会被恢复过来。
And that is the reason why. When you read Revelation chapter 21, 22,
当你读到启示录二十一、二十二章的时候
，you will find all believers will be overcomers.
你看到所有信主的人都会成为得胜者。
And they will all reign with Christ.
他们都与主一同掌权。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，God's purpose cannot.Be defeated.
神的旨意不会不完成。
In Romans chapter 8,
在罗马第八章里面
we are told,
我们那里告诉我们
whom God has foreknown,
这是神预先所知道的
he has called,
他就招他们来
whom he has called, he has justified,
所招来的人又称他们为义
whom he has justified, he has sanctified,
所称为义的人又叫他们成圣
It is the will of God.
这是神的旨意。
That He wants you to be like His Son.
他要我们能够像他的儿子。
We will be conformed to the image of God's beloved Son.
我们要给磨成神爱子的形象。
If we are faithful.
如果我们忠心。
If we cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
如果我们真是跟内住的圣灵合作。
Then God's purpose will be fulfilled in our present life.
神的旨意就能够在我们今生的生活里面得着成就。
And in the life to come, we will enjoy greatly.
在来世，我们就能够有与他一同在那里啊有享受。
We will reign with Christ for a thousand years.
我们就与主一同掌权一千年。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，You can be either a good.And faithful steward.
你可以成为一个忠心良善的仆人。
Or you can be an evil and lazy steward.
你或者成为一个又懒又恶的管家。
It's up to you to choose today.
这是今天你要做的选择。
May the Lord have mercy upon every one of us.
求主向我们每个人施恩。
That we will not be a lazy steward.And a bad steward.
我们不要做一个又懒又恶的管家。
We want to be faithful to the Lord.
我们要向主忠心。
Then you find in Luke chapter 16.
你再看到路加福音十六章的里面。
Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章。
Now in Luke chapter 16, beginning with verse 1.
路加福音十六章第一节开始。
Here you find another steward.
你这里看到另外一个管家。
He is accused of wasting the goods of his master.
主人告他浪费主人的财物。
So the master called him.
所以主人叫他来。
And he said, you have to give the reckoning.Of your stewardship.
说你要把你所经管的交代明白。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
one day we will all give our reckoning.
有一天我们都要向主交账。
It is before the judgment seat of Christ.
那是在基督台前的时候。
And here you find this unfaithful steward.
你看到这里一个不忠心的管家。
He will be relieved of his stewardship.
他就给辞掉，不可以做管家。
Then he tried to make friends by his master's property.
所以他那里用他主人的财产去交朋友。
He tried to prepare for his future life.
他为了他以后的日子打算。
Now, of course. The Lord praised his wisdom
你知道主好像称赞他的智慧。
Because he is wise to prepare for himself.
因为他在那里为自己来预备。
But the Lord condemned him for his work.
但是主在那里定他工作的罪。
And the Lord said,
主说
If you are just in small things,
如果你在小事上如果忠心的话
，and then he will give you great things.
他就给你大事交付给你。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，here is another parable about the steward.
这里再有一个讲到管家的比喻。
By the grace of God,
借着神的恩典
，may we all be good and faithful.Steward.
让我们都能够做良善忠心的管家。
Even though the Lord gave us different portions,
虽然主给我们的量度不一样。
To some he may give 5 talents.
有的他给5000两银子。
To some he may give 2 talents.
有的给2000两银子。
And to others he may give 1 talent.
有的给1000两银子。
But everyone has to be faithful.What is given.
但是每一个要向主交付给他的忠心
Our abilities are different.
我们的能力是不同的
So the Lord will give us according to our ability.
所以主给我们的是根据我们的能力
So if we are faithful to what the Lord has committed to us.
如果我们向着主交托给我们的忠心
Then the Lord said, good.And faithful servant.
主说良善忠心的仆人
You can enjoy the joy of the Lord.
你可以进来与我一同坐席欢乐
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we have been here for a few days together.
我们在这里已经聚了好几天
And our purpose is,
我们的目的乃是
by the grace of God,
借着神的恩典
that every one of us who attend this conference,
每一个来参加这次特会的
whether you are older,
不管你是年长的
or you are younger,
或者你是年幼的
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
God's desire is all of us will be faithful and good stewards.
神的心意乃是让我们每个人都成为良善忠心的管家
It begins with our own life.
是从我们的生活开始。
And from our life, we may be able to serve His purpose.
从我们的生活开始，我们能够侍奉他的旨意。
May the Lord bless every one of you.
愿神赐福给我们每一个人。
Hopefully, by His grace.
借着他的恩典。
That we will all.Be raptured.
我们都能够被提。
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank thee for gathering us together this time.
亲爱的主，我们为了这一次你召集我们，我们感谢你。
We thank thee for again remind us that we need to be good.And faithful steward.
我们谢谢你在提醒我们要做良善忠心的管家。
We give ourselves over to you.
我们再把我们自己完全奉献给你。
And pray that thy indwelt spirit will guide and lead us.
我们求你在我们里面内住的圣灵一直引导我们。
And enable us to bring all things to the feet of Jesus.
让我们能够把万有带到基督的脚前。
And through our testimony, we may be a witness for thee.
借着我们所活出来的，叫我们能够成为你的见证人。
Oh, dear Lord, our prayer is,
我们的祷告乃是
when thou shalt come,
当你若显现
that we will all Be raptured.
当你又来的时候，我们都即刻被提。
How we long to see thee face to face.
我们多么的渴慕与你面对面。
And our prayer is come, Lord Jesus.
我们的祷告乃是主啊， 求你快来。
We ask in thy name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.